Episode 300, You Are Excellence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Happy day and aloha! How are you today? Are you ready to get your groove moving and grooving and shaking it up? Come on, who's with me? I'm with me. You better be with me too. I'm glad you're here. Yes, we are going to shake it up. We are moving November, December into 2016. How cool is that? Now today we are going to be chatting about You Are Excellence. And I know sometimes you all don't feel that way, do you? You get kind of like, you mess up. And then what, that mess up stays in your head and plays over and over and over and over again. I'm going to tell you, you don't have to worry about that anymore because you are excellence. We're going to chat about that. Hey, I'm excited that you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad you've stuck around this long. It is so awesome to have you part of the family. If you've just found us, you can go over to createyournow.com and find out more information. And better yet, we are in the middle of a 60-day push. We are launching here on Day five, I say high five, woo! Day five it is, You Are Excellence. And so if you want to be part of this and get some great information, really it's just to keep you going, to keep you on track. You are not, I promise you, you are not going to be bombarded from me. You're not necessarily always going to get an email every single day. But go and text 60-day push, that's 60-DAYPUSH, all one word, to the number 44222. That 60-day push to the number 44222, and you will automatically start getting things from me regarding the 60-day push, okay? It'll be great encouragement, great training tools, just stuff that you can really use. It's tangible. And if nothing else, hopefully it will continue to inspire you to greater heights, because that's why you're here, really, right? Because God created you for a purpose, on purpose. You are excellence. So let's jump into it. Aristotle says this: we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an action. It is a habit. We are repeatedly what we do. Excellence, therefore, is not an action. It is a habit. Do you know you're creating that right now? Every single time you're working on your daily or timed goals, remember, we're talking about that. Those daily goals are what? Those are the habits, remember? Okay, but there are daily goals, and then we have our timed goals, the bigger picture ones, the ones that have an end date to them. You, when you are working on that, you are excellence. It's when you stop and you give up and you quit and you say, I'm done with this, and you throw it away, that becomes a little more questionable. Maybe not so much excellence, at least at that moment. Now, if you shift a little bit and you change things up, that doesn't mean anything negative. You're still excellence. Why? Because you are moving forward. You are always working towards something. You're not going back. You don't want to go backwards, do you? You want to move forward. If you want to go somewhere, very rarely do you turn around and walk backwards. Now, my children have tried that. And when you try that, what usually happens? You get tripped up. You fall down. You land on your bottom a little bit too many times. You probably, stub your big toe going backwards. And how you do that, I don't know, but it's done. You trip, you may sprain an ankle. You see, moving forward, having the functional direction of progress, progress, forward, progress is what? Moving forward. It's not backwards. Anytime you're moving the needle and working towards your goals, whether they're what, daily or timed, you are excellent. So don't you dare give up on yourself. You see, you're already excellence. Why? Because you're trying to complete something. When you're working on a project and you're doing something and working on it every single day, you are excellence. When you're working on your relationship and you're trying to have communication with your husband Even when sometimes you guys may get mad at each other or you have kind of disgruntled communication and you're kind of, you know, you feel like it's the tiger and the kitten, you know, talking to each other. Hey, guess what? You're talking. So that's good. Then when you calm down again, what? Okay, now you're starting to bring it better and you're what? You are excellent. You're moving forward. You're working towards something. When you stop being the tiger and you're wanting to push for the argument, you are excellence. You see, you know, Aristotle's pretty wise. And when he says we are what we repeatedly do, that means you guys are what? That refers specifically to the daily goal, the habit. And that's what you're doing here within the 60-day push, within life too, whether you're doing the 60-day push or not. You are trying to what? Head towards excellence. The problem is you're already there. But you see, we define excellence different. We like to define it and put it up with, oh, this is, excellence is more like, was I successful? Well, again, it's interpretation. What you see successful is not necessarily what I see as successful. What I see as excellence isn't necessarily what God sees as excellence. Most of the time, we're our own worst enemy. God sees us as perfect through Jesus Christ. You are excellence. So the thing is even when you're feeling kind of yucky, like maybe today and the weather's getting a little dreary and the rain's starting to beginning to come in and the winds are blowing harder, winter's getting a lot closer and fall's going away and you really don't want to do anything. And so for a moment, you decide to take a cat nap and you fall asleep and it's not a 15, 20 minute cat nap. It ends up being 2 hours. And you wake up and after that 2 hour cat nap, for the next 2.5 hours, all you do is tell yourself what a failure you are, how horrible you've done. Why did you waste all this time? Now the kids are going to be coming home in 35 minutes and you've accomplished nothing. Now that in itself, what you've been telling yourself, that's failure. Because you see, obviously your body needed some rest and it's okay. So if you find yourself falling into that, guess what? Get up and start right where you are. Say, yes, maybe I needed that. Now it's time to get moving. What's my next step? That means that you are excellence. It's hard when we think everything should be so easy. But life brings about obstacles. It brings about sometimes some bizarre circumstances that, you know, they kind of frankly are just freaky. And sometimes you're like, that could never happen, but to me. Where you are in your journey, so long as you are progressing forward, okay, progress forward, moving forward, you are excellence. You got up this morning, didn't you? Yep, you did. Did you brush your teeth? Yes, you are excellence. Did you go to work and earn a paycheck today? Yes, you are excellence. Did you work with your child on his or her homework? Yes, you are excellence. Did you get the whole house clean? No, but the kitchen is, so now you can cook dinner. You are excellence. Don't wait and think that excellence comes with success and then it's judged on a basis of a scale of 1 to 5 or A to F. Doesn't work that way. What you are practicing every single day, right now, right here, is going to bang out 2015 and shoot you into 2016 with massive momentum. You are excellent, so don't give up on yourself. Have faith, because why? You are incredible. So be present in your life in what you're doing today, because you are excellence. Believe that you are incredible because you are working towards your daily and your timed goals, those habits and those outcome goals. And ultimately, be you because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.